Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Marazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gao. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing great as well. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we are going to talk a little bit more about Medicare today. Starting in January, a lot of people don't realize there is actually another open enrollment window for Medicare, and that is the Medicare Advantage Plan open enrollment window. This window runs from January 1st through March 31st. We just finished the big open enrollment for Medicare in the fall. But a lot of people don't know if you already have a Medicare Advantage plan, there is an additional open enrollment window at the beginning of each year. We hear times, all of the ads will come back on TV and we'll start getting things in our mailbox again. So we're in the theory of, oh, we just got through this and now all of a sudden we're seeing it on TV again and we're getting things in the mailbox. And there can be a lot of confusion. So just to clarify what can take place during this open enrollment window as opposed to what happens in the fall, I just want to give folks some tips and things to watch out for. So first of all, this open enrollment period is only for individuals who are currently in a Medicare Advantage plan. And between January 1st and March 31st, if you are in an Advantage plan, you can switch to another Medicare Advantage plan at this time without any issues. So if you missed getting things switched in the fall with your Advantage plan and you want to look at a different Advantage plan, now is the time for you to be able to do that. You can verify that plans are in your network of doctors, you're receiving the coverages that you want, all of the different things that we take into consideration when choosing those Advantage plans for our health care, our vision, our dental, and then any other additional perks that you're looking for. You can also, and you'll hear an awful lot about this, go from your Medicare Advantage plan back to Original Medicare. And at that point, when you go back to Original Medicare, then you would be allowed to join a Medicare drug plan during this time. I just want to caution folks about switching back to Original Medicare and what exactly that means. So we have the opportunity during this time to go back to Original Medicare, but I want folks to understand when you leave the Medicare Advantage plan and go back to Original Medicare, which is your Medicare Part A and your Medicare Part B, you still want to make sure that you have some secondary coverage. You can pick up that Medicare drug plan at that time, or Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug plan, to help cover the cost of your medications. But with just Medicare A and B and no other secondary coverage, keep in mind that we do not have a cap on our coinsurance that we pay. With Medicare Part B, that's where the bulk of our Medicare expenses are billed, we pay 20% of costs and Medicare picks up 80% of those costs. So without a secondary safety net, if you will, or secondary insurance, that 20% can add up over time since there's no cap on it. So if you are considering leaving your Medicare Advantage plan and going back to Original Medicare, before you make that final switch, I encourage folks to talk with a local insurance broker or an independent insurance broker and take a look at what Medicare supplement plans, also known as Medigap plans, you might qualify for. And the supplement coverage would give you that secondary coverage that caps your expenses so that you have a way to help pick up that 20% that Medicare is not going to pay when it comes to your health care needs. There's lots of places you can get information on Medicare supplement plans. The Kansas Insurance Department has an excellent website. It's at insurance.ks.gov. And you can look at available Medicare supplement or Medigap plans in the state of Kansas, what their coverage offers, and how to get a hold of the companies that offer those plans. That's a great place to start. I have information here at our office in Paola, as well as our office in Mound City. And folks can give me a call at 913-294-4306. I'd be more than happy to share information. I also sit down with folks and kind of help you navigate the Kansas Insurance Department's website to be able to find out some information on the supplement plans. The most important thing to keep in mind when you're switching back to original Medicare, if that's what you choose to do from your Advantage plan, you're not always guaranteed to be accepted into a Medigap or Medicare supplement plan. If you're outside of what we call a protected window, they are going to want to look at your health history, which doesn't mean that you're not going to be accepted. The biggest caution there is to make certain that you are accepted before you do decide to leave your plan and come back to original Medicare. So there are some things to take into consideration. Counseling is always available through our office. I am a certified SHIP counselor, and so I help folks with their health insurance needs related to Medicare. We do not sell insurance through the Extension office. We're just a resource of information to explain to folks where they can get information to help make their decisions and what particular enrollment windows to look at and what to expect. Feel free to give us a call, as I mentioned, 913-294-4306, and set up an appointment time to visit with me if you're considering leaving that Advantage plan and going back to original Medicare. More than happy to help you with any information that might make that decision easier for you. If you're looking at switching from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan, and you're looking for sources of information, Medicare.gov, the plan finder on Medicare.gov, is an excellent way to compare Medicare Advantage plans. You can do side-by-side comparisons and look at benefits from one particular Advantage plan to another, and we'd be more than happy to help you do that as well through our office. For more information, reach out, 913-294-4306, and we'd be happy to help you.
Thank you, Kathy. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.